So, be God as the lilies of the field. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Be God as the lilies of the field. Now, we all know the stories of the lilies of the field, and how Jesus said, neither do they toil nor turn, but no one in all the world has as fine a raiment as the lilies of the field. And mankind goes around looking for this and that, and trying to make himself better, trying to make himself look prettier, trying to make himself look beautiful. And really, what should he be doing? How do the lilies of the field have such radiant beauty within them? They didn't get it from outside. They didn't get it because they live in a good environment. They didn't get it because they have good parents. They got it because it came from right inside of them. Well, that was because they had good parents. No, not really. Because there are some lilies that aren't so good looking. Some lilies that have diseases. Some lilies that have all sorts of things. It's however each lily looks at itself and says, I am beautiful, and sticks out its chest and says, I look great, I'm so happy, and smiles on its face in a beautiful way. You see, that's the way Jesus meant it. He said, look at the lilies of the field. Neither do they toil, neither do they spin, but none have such radiance and glory as these wonderful lilies of the field. And he said, it is up to us to know who we are. And when we know who we are, then we too will be radiant and lovely to look at. Take a walk down the street. Jesus walked down the streets in Galilee, and as he did, he was looking at people. And Jesus was a very terrible person. He was very mean and very hateful. Everybody hated him very much, because he would look at everybody and he would see them with the cross on his shoulders, like he had a cross on his shoulders, you know. So he looked at all these people with all the burdens that they have, and as he looked at them, he would say, oh dear, God, why me? Did he say that?
No.
Jesus knew the story of his life, as we all do, and he looked at everyone around him, and he saw them a pure reflection of who he is. And he saw them living beautiful, harmonious life. You see, Jesus was that pure lily of the field, beautiful and glorious to see. And Jesus looked around at all the people in his world and saw them beautiful, just like he. Do you think the lily of the field looks around and says, oh, gee, there's all some bad lilies over here and some this over here? No, he didn't. The lilies don't say that. You don't either. You look around and you always see a reflection of yourself. You always see who you are. When you look around and you see a person who is beautiful, that's you. When you look around and see a person who is successful, that's you. When you look around and see Bill Gates, that's you. Multi-billionaire. So much money, you don't even know what to... Hey, independently wealthy. Independently wealthy. You don't have to spend it just because you got it. And you do. You have perfect health. You don't have to spend it just because you got it. Be it. Be that perfect health. Be that perfect thought in your mind. Be that perfect idea that rolls through your head. Be that loving consciousness that loves everybody unconditionally. That's how Jesus looked at the world. He looked at everyone. People came to him and said, I need something. And he says, well, you look fine to me, because he saw them with his eyes. And they would say, Jesus, don't you realize I got a problem? And he'd say, don't tell me your problem. Tell me your solution. What solution would you like? And they say, well, I want to be whole and well. Then start thinking about being whole and well and stop thinking about not being whole and well. If this is what you want to be, whole and well, stop thinking about not being that way. You see? So, Jesus was very definite with everyone. And he would say, let the little children come unto me. Why would he say, let the little children come unto you? Because they were not complainers. All the little children did is they saw everything beautiful and good. Their charisma was radiated in the world around them. They didn't know that their parents were at war with some other city. They didn't know that there was not enough money in the house to buy food. They didn't know that they were in poverty. They didn't have any clothes to wear and things like that.